This podcast is a part of the Neuhoff Media Podcast Network.
Mayor Julie Moore Wolf joins us yesterday. They had a press conference with the Macon County Crisis Communication Team. This is a press conference. I know there's serious things to talk about as far as what happens next, but you've been waiting probably to announce this for a very long time, Phase 5.
You know, Brian, when the governor came out with his phases and we all looked at phase five, it was like, that's going to take 2 years or more because they'll never get a vaccine. How are we going to get there? We're just going to live in a cave. And to be, yeah, granted, it has been a year and a half that we never want to repeat. But you know, to be at this point versus, you know, 2 years from now is pretty remarkable.
Yeah, it absolutely is. And what was the underlying message yesterday? That even though we're going to go back to normal, which is great, we still only have about 35% of Macon County residents that have fully received their vaccinations, and that's got to get better.
Well, and that's part of the point. And although we are going back to normal, full capacity everywhere, and, you know, there's no longer a mask ordinance in play, but yeah, we're not out of the pandemic. There are still places where you are going to have to wear a mask. And healthcare facilities is currently one of those, and that has not been lifted. So if you go to a hospital, you go to a doctor's office, you are going to need to wear a mask. And part of the reason behind that, and people need to understand, people who are in hospitals or there for treatment are more vulnerable. They've got, you know, they're there for a reason. It's not just to see all of their friends like me. It is because they have something that they need addressed. So they have a health concern and they're more vulnerable to getting sick. So because you might be a carrier, you're going to be required. Everybody, vaccinated or not, is supposed to wear a mask within those health facilities. Now, you are also supposed to still be wearing a mask if you are not vaccinated. So the problem we've hit, Brian, as far as vaccines, is the people who are not vaccinated now are very resistant. And whether it is for historic reasons with African-Americans and Tuskegee, and they just don't trust vaccines, or people who, you know, are of childbearing years and they're just afraid that this is too new, it is a very difficult group to convince. Also, younger adults that think, I am perfectly healthy, even if I get sick, I'll be fine. So it's going to take a while before they are comfortable getting that vaccine. And we've got some problem areas of the state. Down in the Cairo area, I think they're like 12% vaccinated. And the state has gone in with mobile clinics. They've gone door to door. And people are not interested. The problem is that is our most vulnerable population as far as it's high poverty. There is a huge African-American population who tend to be more resistant, but with, you know, more chronic health conditions. And so they are more vulnerable to getting really sick. So we will probably continue to see outbreaks until we get more people on board for vaccines.
All right. A couple of things on that. I think that because it's summer, kids are out of school, we can go back to the Devon Amphitheater. People are putting some of this on the back burner, but there's going to be life pressure on this. I was just reading yesterday where Illinois State announced they're going to welcome students back in the fall, and you're either going to have a fully vaccination or you're going to have to go through a rigorous testing system the entire semester.
Well, that's why U of I was so successful in keeping the spread down last year, even though they, you know, I realized that there was a lot of remote learning going on, but you still had a lot of people in, you know, a contained area, so it's more likely that you could get a big spread. And they started with the Shield Illinois Shield Project, and they were doing, you know, those tests, like, you know, a lot. Like, I can't remember now, Brian, if it was like three times a week or whatever, because when they found a positive, they found it early enough to remove that person from large groups. So, you know, that is what you're talking about for rigorous testing. You just got to figure out which is a bigger deal in your life, getting the vaccine or going through the testing all the time.
Well, my imagination for 19, 20, 21 year old kid, they're going to get real tired of that after a couple of weeks when everybody else is able to just skip through the line and get entry, you know, like in a VIP sort of way. So there's going to be some of these pressures. There's going to be more education. I know I sent an email out yesterday with a link to the Robert Kennedy crew that he's got this organization. He's been banned from like all social media, but they've now created a video aimed at the African American community, suggesting this vaccine is something along the lines of this Tuskegee thing. I mean, there's all kinds of crazy stuff out there, but I think there's going to be enough peer pressure, and I don't mean peer pressure in a bad way. I just mean if you want life back to normal, and you don't want to stand in the long line, you don't want to have travel restrictions. There's a million ways while there will be a nudging towards getting vaccinated, and I think what we'll see by fall of this year will be a little different than what we're looking at now.
I agree. And, you know, currently the vaccine is a choice, and it will be up to employers as to whether they require it or not. And, you know, everybody's saying, well, that'll lead you to lawsuits. Well, they're going to be targets of lawsuits either way. So, but it is a choice. And as you said, you know, it's just going to be a matter of, you know, do you want to skip to the front of the line, or do you want your life to be a little harder to deal with? And if you are committed to that, okay, I would just request, strongly urge, that you then follow the rules and wear your mask. Now, I know that there
absolutely.
Are people who are not vaccinated showing up at the Devon that, you know, because of our numbers game, that are not wearing their masks than they need to be. If they're not going to be vaccinated, okay, wear your mask.
If you look at what the United States of America and the world did to end polio, to end smallpox, there was incredible buy-in from the people. And I really do believe the further we get away from politics and the more you want to return to just normal life, I want to travel to Europe, I want to do whatever, there will be more and more of this. Let me ask you before I let you go, because there's a video on NowToKidder.com that you can watch about the Johnsonville rebuilding project. That park, the city's involvement, the school district, the Howard G. Buffett Foundation, why are we not talking about this more? I mean, there's an unbelievable story unfolding in Johnsonville, in the Johnsonville neighborhood.
Oh, Brian, it is going to be life-changing for that neighborhood, and hopefully people will start to understand. We've been talking about neighborhood revitalization, which we sorely need to do throughout our community. We've got a lot of areas that really... It's older housing stock. It's falling apart. A lot of abandoned things. But this is what neighborhood revitalization is all about. It's about rebuilding the neighborhood for what fits in that area. Fortunately, you know, we had it's like a perfect storm, because you had the school district building a new school. You had the park district then, you know, able to do some things. Howard Buffett stepped in to make this, you know, all in all, a partnership going together. The city is putting in, you know, new water lines and sidewalks, and it's kind of divided up, you know, who's responsible for what. But we are going to make that the showcase of this is what neighborhood revitalization is. It's not something we're just talking about. You know, so we hope to not replicate that throughout the city, because we can't just go build schools everywhere. But each neighborhood has its own components that we could make it special based on its strengths and the opportunities there. So please drive by Jasper. And I've got to go look at that video. Lindsay, I saw her yesterday, said it was amazing. So I can't wait to see.
It's just spectacular. I mean, it really, really is something the entire community should be proud of. And thank you for the efforts of working together. I really do believe that most people appreciate when the school district, the city of Decatur, a private foundation, you know, when these partnerships occur, we can do so much more than everybody just sort of like, you know, doing their own thing. And I think most folks really appreciate that. Mayor, have a great day. I know you will not be with us tomorrow because of the state of the city at the Expo. So good luck with that, and we'll talk to you on Friday.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.